here in the house, we have Katie Thompson from WMTW Channel 8.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
Great to have you. My nephew Ryan says hi, and you figured out who Ryan, you weren't sure when I told you at the dinner, but you knew him.
No, of course I know Ryan. Yeah. Don't tell him I didn't know that.
No, I just know.
He runs our floor cameras in the studio. He does a fabulous job, but he's on vacation this week. He's not even going to hear this, but his mother is.
His mother is listening right now,
so,
as a matter of fact.
So, Mom, Ryan is a wonderful employee. We really like him.
Absolutely. All right, Mama. And now, listen, you need WMTW TV. Here's Katie Thompson. I do a Channel 5 thing. Now, you guys are partners, right? Channel 5 and Channel 8, sort of.
In ABI, yes, up in Bangor. Yeah, we work closely with them. They're our sister station up there.
Yeah, see, so if you need a voice guy.
I know, I'll let them know. You have a great voice.
Well, thank you.
I was
very
listening
much.
To it on the ride up, because I grew up in Kennebunk, so we didn't get 92 Moose.
Now, do you call it Kennebunk or Kennebunk?
Kennebunk. Can I set that straight?
Please do.
Yeah, Kennebunk. I don't know. That's what we all say down there.
Really?
Everybody else seems to say Kennebunk.
Yeah, everybody, and other people down there say it too, right?
Everybody I grew up with says Kennebunk.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all because of Channel 6.
Put that
because
E
of the
in
evil,
the E.
Evil Channel 6 is what it is. They started it all. So,
but you said you grew up there, so that would be to me what we should defer to then. Somebody who grew up there,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
So none of the older people don't say Kennebunk.
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't hear anyone say it like that.
Oh man.
I think you should go on a fact-finding mission some weekend. I think you should go down and interview people.
Yeah, that would make a really good segment.
I should. I think I will do it.
Actually, you should go down like 4th of July weekend when there's a bunch of tourists there.
Oh, yeah.
Then you get a good mix.
That would be great. Ask them how they say it.
Right.
And I know they probably all say Kennebunk because that's what the Bushes say, isn't it?
I hope
Kennebunk?
So. Kennebunk? Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, we don't call it a segment. We call it a bit.
Oh, a bit.
Yeah, that's...
I need to get my radio lingo straight. All I know is TV.
I know the TV thing. Now, you did a thing at the Sexual Assault Crisis and Support Dinner.
Yeah, you did a thing, too.
We all did a thing, sort of.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a talent show to raise money for the Sexual Assault Crisis and Support Center, and that was my first time being there. It was a really good group of people from all over Augusta and just the area, and we raised a lot of money. Did you hear? We raised more than
$40,000. I know.
Just making fun of ourselves.
Yeah. And it's all in fun. Now,
loved it.
Are you going to come back next year?
I would love to come back next year.
Because I know Russ Murley in the past had done some stuff with
and
you.
And I think Paul Janis did at one point, too, our other meteorologist. But I had the pleasure of going this year, and I told them already I'd love to come back.
Great. It's great to have 8.
It is.
Pretty good, huh? That's great.
If they're listening.
Yeah. I hope so, too. Okay, Katie, we all set? Now, this is, you penned this song.
Okay, so yeah, a little background. We needed a talent. I decided to write a little rap, and I basically used things that were going on in the news that were totally unbiased, just facts.
Right.
Wrote a little Augusta-themed rap to the, classic hit, Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. I changed it to News Baby.
Yeah.
Didn't know anyone going into it. Just kind of went up there on stage. No shame, no game.
That's right. I love that.
And I remember I got off the stage and you came up to me and you were like, that was amazing.
It was
Who
unbelievable.
Yeah. They were like, people that were talking to me about it after were like, we just thought it was going to be silly. We didn't think you were serious, but it actually was good.
It was great.
I was like, thank you. That's good to hear.
So we all set to give it a try?
Let's give it a try.
Okay, this is live. It's News Baby. Here is Katie Thompson.
Mm. And maybe the governor listens to this station, too?
Oh, he does.
Okay.
And does, for sure.
All right, Augusta, ignore the ice baby in the background. News Baby. News Baby. All right, stop. Put down your coffee and listen. 92 Moose, Katie in the mix, and the governor. and the Democrats fighting, vetoing bills daily and nightly. Will it ever stop, yo? I don't know. The race for the Blaine House Cutler Me Show. EBT cards are getting stolen by the vandals. Welfare reform and the state house screaming scandal. Dance. Me total weather and news. Bringing it live from 95 to 202. Deadly. It's not a local news melody, and we don't like it either if you somehow get a felony, flooding, fires, a snowstorm in May. Maine's total news are reported every day. So if you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check my Twitter feed while the DJ revolve it. Woo!
Yeah!
So you like that?
News, news, baby!
So yeah, we're going to add on some verses. Maybe I'll do a different one next year. This isn't something I think about doing it for a career. I'll stick to the news, but...
You're great, though. You are great.
That's awesome. You know what's funny? I tell people a lot. Growing up, I did a Parks and Recreation improv class my mom put me in, and I think that was one of the most beneficial things I could have ever done as a kid, going into television news and just being in front of people, learning how to laugh at yourself and improvise.
Absolutely. And that, you know, that's one thing lost on a lot of people today. They don't know how to laugh at themselves.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
You got to.
You got to is right. People take themselves too seriously, politicians, and I won't say who. I won't name names.
Right. So but, I'm hoping if I get, you know, if I get famous someday, I'll end up on like Jimmy Fallon doing a lip sync contest with him. That would be like ideal.
I think you've got a real good shot at it. And you're
thanks, John.
Channel 8, we know, one of the big news stations here in Maine, and you guys are doing great. Hi to everybody down there, including my nephew Ryan, who is on vacation.
He is.
But we do love Channel 8, and we love everybody down there.
I love working for them. It's fun to be back in the state that I grew up in, and you know, reporting on the news in areas I'm familiar with, around people that I grew up with. It's really, really fun.
Well, listen, best of luck to you now and
thank
in the future,
you.
And we'll see you around, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll be back anytime you guys want me to.
Katie Thompson, Channel 8, and News News Baby. If you missed it, you'll be able to find it later at 92moose.fm.